This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on the Family Guy Cowboys Twitter coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll talk about the latest with the trade deadline and what folks are saying about Hendrickson and Crosby. Here's the chief of some college football.
Yeah, let's get to your Week 9 recap right after this.
Looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, fucking joke.
I want them never to say our name again.
Well, I don't get they rain the head cold.
Wowzers. The Aggies are for real.
Yeah, they are.
I think we've known that, but yep. Now it's official.
Absolutely.
You go into LSU. LSU was down some dudes, and they're not a good football team this year.
Mm-mm.
But a night game at LSU, a place that the Aggies struggle mightily, man. And A&M trailing 18-14 at halftime, and then they just spend the second half.
Yeah.
Just completely.
Special teams was big for them, too, in that second half.
Completely
that
amusing
return,
you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that return was amazing. I mean, the Aggies score 35 straight points before LSU could get another touchdown in the final minute to lose by 24 at home. Marcel Reed, I mean, if it's not for the bad end zone interception, probably put up a 50 spot. Going to LSU and hang 50 on them.
Finally getting solid quarterback play, and their quarterback stayed healthy. That's been an issue for A&M. They haven't been able to just keep their quarterbacks healthy.
How about that touchdown run to kick off the proceedings? How'd that make you feel?
Probably not very nicey for Brian.
No, I mean, just going into the game, I just felt like the Texas A&M, Heggie and I were talking about it. Told me, I go, you protect the football, which they had a little problem of that in the first half. I go, you protect the ball, I mean, You're gonna cause A&M a lot of problems. A&M's run defense has not been great, and they've struggled a little bit. You know, exception of one corner on the outside, they haven't got pass rush like they have in the past. So yeah, it's unfortunate. Good for Texas A&M. They got a really good team. I haven't watched Ohio State play a bunch. I haven't watched Indiana play a bunch, but I can't I can't believe that they're that much better than Texas A&M.
Now, it's possible the Aggies are the best team in the country. I mean, I think Ohio State defensively is incredible, but Marcel Reed versus Julian Sain, you might give the edge to Marcel Reed. Could that tilt it in A&M's favor? I'd love to see that matchup.
Me too. I mean, especially with the way that he's able to run it up on you as well.
Yeah.
Like, he looks like a totally different player than what we've seen in the past from Marcel Reed and the Aggies. How about that? Cassius Howell?
Oh, he's awesome.
Oh, my.
I mean, Mike Elko's got that D-line. They are nasty.
I mean, and both sides of the ball, the trench play for the Aggies is the real deal, and it really starts there for why you believe in them and then the development of Marcel Reed. But, yeah, that Cassius Howell, he was giving that tackle some serious fits, and he's the real deal. Then you get the LSU stadium chanting, fire Brian Kelly. What an awful, sad way to walk out of the building for your final time. And they go ahead and do that. Now, did you see the fella Tommy Moffitt?
Yeah, Tommy was there for like 21 years as the strength coach.
And for LSU.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly shows up.
Yeah.
And he's out of there.
Yeah. Now he's at A&M.
Uh-oh.
And yeah. They're killing it.
So that's why they had Brian Kelly's face on the tackling dummies.
Yeah.
Leading up to
Tommy was really, really good at dealing with the scouts in the NFL, because what he would do is, like, he never sugarcoated. If a player was a terrible workout guy, he would give you all, he would list, like, he had it on the door. Please don't ask me about this player, because this player is not a loyal player. This player doesn't want to work hard. He's not a good team player. I mean, he would, like, call, like, players out for NFL scouts. I mean, it was kind of, like, a little bit cringy. Like, you're like, whoa, that's, you know, but he was super honest about the guys that didn't work very hard for him, or really pump up the ones that did. But the ones that didn't work, boy, he...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in store and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He let those scouts know it for sure.
I love that. That's my kind of guy. So he had some extra fuel to the fire there for that particular game. And now you have the Brian Kelly fallout. And it's $53 million for a buyout for him. And Broadus is already getting emails from LSU. Hey, do you want to pitch in
sure.
to the Brian Kelly fund here? Mm. And there was a pretty amazing story that resurfaced from the Columbian dating back to when Brian Kelly bailed on Notre Dame for LSU. And it involves Brian Kelly being at a recruit's house, recruiting a player to go to Notre Dame. And he is sitting there. He shows up an hour earlier than he was supposed to. Okay. And he's having a great in-home visit. Everything's going well. At one point, Brian Kelly steps out of the in-home visit, takes a 15-minute phone call, walks back inside the house, and they say, like, cool as a cucumber. They had no idea that the phone call that he had just received was the final phone call announcing that he was, like, they've agreed to terms to become the LSU coach. But he's recruiting an in-home visit at Notre Dame. So the family has no idea what just happened. He comes back in there and sits down and eats a full meal with them, spends another 90 minutes with them, has 3 helpings of burnt ends. And then as they're driving away, the family's like looking at their phone because they're like not paying attention to the phone. They're hosting company here. And the updates come in that Brian Kelly is now the head coach of LSU. And this is as they're pulling out of the driveway. So they screenshot the report and send it to Brian Kelly's like person who was with them. And they're like, yeah, that's total BS. Meanwhile, he's driving to Baton Rouge to make a fool of himself at the pep rally.
I'm surprised he didn't say, hey, do you want to come to LSU instead? Like, while he's with the player.
He must have smelled the smoker.
Just pivot and start recruiting for LSU immediately.
He just hammered home a bunch of burn ends.
Yeah.
Couldn't say no to that. Didn't want to give him the bad news, at least until after he ate the burn ends. But then he decided not to give him the bad news at all. They can find out themselves. And when they confront me on it, I'll tell them they're being ball sacked.
Yeah.
While I digest the three helpings of burnt ends.
Well, you know, sometimes you just know that this barbecue is going to be unbelievable. You can tell by the quality of the smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I pull up to that that Hutchins drive-thru in McKinney,
sure.
You can smell it a half block away, and you're like, oh my goodness, wow. It's going to be so good. You can't, you know, if your stomach is rumbling and you're set on that, you're going to crush those burnt ends.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, listen, disrespect the people all you want, but don't be disrespecting the burnt ends.
So Ross, there was a way around it, though, right? Don't you just say, hey, I'm not going to Notre Dame. How do you feel about LSU?
Exactly. Yes.
And by the way, delicious burnt ends.
Yeah.
You just pivot. Start recruiting for the new team.
I remember my own recruiting story was SMU. And there was a receivers coach, was a guy named Steve Endicott, who was recruiting me out of WT White over here. And Steve told me, this is when Ron Meyer was the head coach at SMU. And he goes, hey, I went over there for a visit, you know, and he goes, hey, Brian, I'm just going to tell you something. We're all going to New England. Hmm. Coach Meyer's about to take this job. I'm sure if you want to come here, they'll probably, you know, they'll recruit you and all that. But if you don't, you know, I just want to give you a heads up. I said, no, coach, I really appreciate you doing that. And you know, I went to go visit LSU and, you know, went there, kind of wanted to go there. But yeah, Coach Endicott was very honest about it. He's like, listen, we just got this gig in New England. You know, we're not gonna be here. If you're coming here because of the coaches, then don't come here. Yeah,
it's the right thing to do. Seriously, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian Kelly wouldn't know the right thing to do if it hit him right in the forehead.
Me and my family.
The thing about him is, though, we got the offset. He'll want to keep coaching.
He's getting $800,000 a month now.
Yeah, so somebody
not do anything.
Somebody will hire him.
Well, right now the favorite
he'll
to
be UCLA.
I thought maybe Penn State could be a fit for him.
No, it sounds like to me that Joe Brady, like the Buffalo owner is a big Penn State guy.
He wants to lose
his OC.
Yeah.
But they're trying to talk him into, like, he was the Buffalo owner was responsible for helping pay the buyout for James Franklin.
Mm.
And so
and set up Joe Brady for
so
the game.
Jay Brady, yeah.
Well, Joe Brady's second in terms of the odds-on favorite to be LSU's next head coach.
Yeah,
number one is Tulane's.
Yeah,
Summerall.
John Summerall.
John Summerall. Yeah,
he's the favorite to replace Kelly.
The thing that I worry about John Summerall, and he's done a really good job at Tulane. The thing I worry about is this Billy Napier leaving Louisiana and going to Florida. You know, that's what I worry a little bit about. The Summerall, though, is like he is a kind of a no-nonsense guy, and the Louisiana high school coaches love him, but I just wonder if it's a Billy Napier situation there.
Well, you don't want that.
Nope.
You don't want to sign up for that. This AD for LSU is the one that hired Jimbo in College Station.
Yeah.
And that whole buyout disaster, and now doubling down with the Brian Kelly thing, the AD should be on the hot seat.
Yeah, he should be fired. Yeah. Why does he have a job?
Why should he be allowed to be at the command center for the next hire? That really doesn't make any sense. But otherwise, a heck of a college football weekend. We'll get more into it probably in the hodgepodge, but there it is.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, we got some Cowboys Twitter. What are the chances of landing Trey or Max now? Shoddy's presser scheduled for 3:20. We'll get there as well as our Cowboys Monday reactions continue here in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.